You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So long time no see. This is Rocket Soul Tarot, and it has been over a year since we've done an episode about tarot cards, and it's nobody's fault but my own. After we completed the 78 cards upright using definitions that we relate through music, I thought to myself, well, what else are we going to do? And then I started teaching a tarot card class in Sayville, New York, and we got into the reverse meanings. And we're just about done with all the reversals, and we're going to start doing more with intuitive guidance, using the tarot to talk to our spirit guides and spirits and things like that. But I thought to myself, after those 78 cards were done, like, I didn't want to be Joe Rogan. Not that I have anything against that. I don't. I just didn't know what else to talk about. And then I'm like, there's a million things we could talk about. How some of us don't get started till later in life. I didn't really start reading till I was 41, even though I've been around it forever. So we're going to do all 78 cards in reverse, starting with the Fool. Now, why do you read tarot in reverse? Why does the card being upside down matter? Two reasons. Number one, my mother told me to do it that way. And the second reason, we live in a more complicated society every day. When my mom started reading, her rule was no readings before a six-month period is up, because she wanted to give whoever sat before her time for the reading to play out. My rule is every 3 months, because the world is a lot faster now. If you think about what my mother would tell somebody in 1982, hey, you're going to get a letter. That letter could take 3 to 5 days, maybe 7 to 9 if it was on the West Coast, to arrive. But what's a letter now? It's a text message. It's instant. Want me to send you a letter? I'll send it in 8 seconds on my phone. So everything changes and everything becomes more complicated, which is why when a tarot card comes up in reverse next to a card upright, it doesn't necessarily make whatever the upright card was bad. And a card upside down doesn't always mean the opposite of what it means upright. Usually, when a card's upside down, there's a delay. And when surrounded by other cards, there might just be an obstacle in the way of whatever's going on. And that doesn't even mean it's a bad thing. Sometimes we need to take a step back to get a better look of everything going on. If we don't take a step back, we don't see the bigger picture. So that's a good thing. So we'll start with the first card in reverse. In the Fool's Journey, card number 0 is the Fool. In reverse, we'll ask the question, have you ever hesitated making a move because you were unfamiliar with what you were getting yourself into? Has your risk ever hurt anyone else, and are you afraid to show people the real you? All three of those questions can be a part of why that Fool card is in reverse in your reading. There's a lot of things that we don't do in life because we hesitate, and why is always what a tarot card reading is about. Sometimes you'll sit and somebody will say, well, this card means this. No, that's what it means in a book. What does it mean to me? What does the words that you're saying the card means mean to me? Because sadness means something different to you than it means to me. Happiness means something different to you than it means to me. Happiness to me is a Bruce Springsteen concert. That could be your most miserable experience. We don't know. So we ask questions and we look for the emotions behind them. Now, there's a Three Doors Down song. In the second verse of It's Not My Time, he says, I look ahead to all the plans that we've made and the dreams that we've had. I'm in a world that tries to take them away. Oh, but I'm taking them back. All this time, I've been blind to understand what should matter to me. My friend, this life we live is not what we have. It's what we believe. It's not my time. It's not going. There's a fear in me. It's not showing. And that's usually what happens when the fool is in reverse. You have to believe in what it is you're doing before you have the proper motivation to go out and get something. If the plan, if the action isn't coming from your heart, there's a good chance that no matter how much you convince yourself you need something, you're not going to get it. When the fool's in reverse, there could be a couple of reasons why you're not moving forward at the speed that you want. It could be that you're unfamiliar with what you're getting yourself into and you lack the confidence to move forward. It could be that it's risky and it could hurt other people. And then there's a whole other group of tarot cards that could fall into making the fool in reverse make sense to you. Sometimes you have to risk hurting other people. Sometimes you'd be selfish if you were doing so. Sometimes you have to be selfish. And then sometimes we just don't want to show anybody who we really are, because then we lose that control if we ever need to back ourselves into the bushes. If that makes sense to you, that's the fool in reverse. We are going to do every single one of the 78 cards. First, the 22 major arcana cards, and then we'll do each suit in reverse. And I promise it will not take a year to do these episodes. We are going to try to do two a week. I promise you, two a week. This is the first one. Before this week is done, there will be a second one. Now, if you want to follow me on Instagram, my Instagram handle is Orlando0616. You could book me for a private reading. We can do them in person if you're here on the island. We could do them through Zoom if you're somewhere else or if you just don't feel like driving. Whatever the case, I look forward to connecting with you again and hope to talk to you soon. Send me a message on Orlando0616 on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you just to reconnect, just to catch up. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard-of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.